Hey guys, it's Cindy. Welcome to the pronunciation challenge. How are y'all doing today? So the video today is about pregnancy test. And I find it quite fascinating how the Egyptians had their own way to find out whether or not a woman is pregnant. And I believe that this is also an experience that a lot of women share, whether or not we want a baby when the period comes late. This little thing helps us find out the answer, which I think that makes it one of the greatest inventions of all time. So again, as usual, if you're interested in finding out how pregnancy tests work, I invite you to click on the link above and let's get started on the sentence of today. A few minutes can feel like forever when you're waiting on the results of a pregnancy test. But in that brief time, you're witnessing the power of the scientific method. That one little stick lets you ask a question, perform a controlled experiment, and then analyze the results to check your original hypothesis. And the first vocabulary of today is result. Result. Result 的意思是结果、成果或是效果。 那可以说, you're not going to be happy with the results. 就是你听到结果一定不会很开心。 那跟result很像的名词还有outcome, outcome, outcome的意思也是结果、结局或是后果。 那我们可以说, there won't be any good outcome from doing this. 意思是做这件事并不会有什么好的后果产生。下一个是aftermath, aftermath, aftermath的意思也是后果余波。 那通常比较常用在天灾发生过后的结果。 像是, that's the aftermath of an earthquake. 那个后果是地震造成的。下一个是 test, test. Test平常可以当成动词，也可以当成名词使用，意思是试验，试验。那我们女朋友常常就会问男朋友一些 问题，或是布一些局去试探男朋友。那如果男友回答让你不是很满意，或是他的反应结果让你也不开心的话，那你就可以说 "It was a test and you failed." 意思就是说我刚刚是在试探你，然后你回答错了。那当然，平常在学校的小考也可以用 test。 像是如果我明天有一个历史的小考，就可以说 I have a history test tomorrow. 那有时候老师会给一些随堂考，随堂考的话，一般会用 quiz这个单字。那同样的 quiz这个单字也可以当做动词或是名词使用。如果当做动词使用的话，可以是 比如说你为了历史考试背了很多年代，然后你要跟朋友互考。 那你就可以说抽考我吧，就可以说 quiz me. 那还有一个单字 examination 的缩写是 exam， 也是我们平常比较常用到的单字。那在大学里有一个期中考跟期末考，平常就会说 midterm exam 或是 final exam. 那这两个词通常又会再更简写成 midterm 跟 finals。 那如果说我的期末考要是再考不好，我就会被老师当掉的话，可以说 If I don't do well on the final exam, I'm gonna flunk. 好，那下一个是 brief 是短暂的，当做形容词使用。那如果它当名词使用的时候，也可以指的是男生的短的三角裤。那男生的四角裤就会叫做 boxer。 Boxer 就是拳击手的那个字单字，boxer。 好，那回来 brief，Could you do a brief self-introduction？ 就是你可以简短的自我介绍一下吗？那跟 brief 同样的意思的单字还有 short 跟 little。short 平常也可以当做是矮的。然后如果说 short on something 的话，代表你很缺乏点点点，所以可以说。 Don't invite me out. I'm short on money right now. 我现在很缺钱，不要约我出去玩。那short也有衍生出一个名词是shortcut。Shortcut是捷径的意思，所以 我知道一条捷径可以去学校比较快，就可以说 I know a shortcut to school。 那 little 平常是指很少的、微不足道的或是很小的，那如果配上 time 的话，很小的时间意思就是很短的时间，那 little 就可以说 little did she know the guy was just playing her， 意思是她根本不知道这个男生只是在玩她。所以 little did 谁谁谁 know 的意思就是谁谁谁根本不知道点点点。好，下一个是 method。 method 是名词，指的是方法。它可以说 this method isn't working， this method isn't working 的意思是说这个方法不管用。那跟它类似的名词还有 approach 的意思也是方法、门径或是态度。那么如果在公司开会的话，常常可能会说到 maybe we should try a different approach， 就是我们应该要试试别的方法。那还有一个字 strategy 是战略学的意思，那就可以说 we're going to try out this new strategy and see what the customers think，我们要试试看这个新的策略，然后看看顾客怎么反应。下一个是 hypothesis 是假说、前提的意思。那可以说 Let's do an experiment to test out our hypothesis， 我们可以做做看一个实验来验证一下我们的假设是不是正确的。那这个字所衍生出来的副词是 hypothetically 这个字在影集里面会很常出现，意思是假设的。那通常在开头说 hypothetically speaking if a girl friendzoned me what should I do， you know， just hypothetically speaking，就是有男生常常会有疑问，是他跟一个女性朋友很好，可是女生好像只把他当朋友的话，那要怎么办的话，就是假设性问题就可以用这个单字。然后还有 metaphor 是名词，意思是隐喻或是象征。 She used a purse as a metaphor， 她用包包来做隐喻象征。那跟 metaphor 同样意思的单字还有 figure， it was only a figure of speech， 那个只是在做比喻而已。那跟前面的单字都相反的单字是 literally 是当副词使用，意思是逐字的、不夸张的。所以如果说 he literally said it， 就是他真的这么说。Okay, so let's practice the sentence of today again. A few minutes can feel like forever when you're waiting on the results of a pregnancy test. But in that brief time, you're witnessing the power of the scientific method. That one little stick lets you ask a question, perform a controlled experiment, and then analyze the results to check your original hypothesis.好哦，那我们再念快一点试试看。 A few minutes can feel like forever when you're waiting on the results of a pregnancy test, but in that brief time, you're witnessing the power of the scientific method. That one little stick lets you ask a question, perform a controlled experiment, and then analyze the results to check your original hypothesis. Okay, so that's it for today. This is Cindy.And I hope you guys enjoyed the topic today. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.